Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Welcome to the first Monday in August, everybody. It's Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller. We're going to have a fun headline show for you tonight. We've not done one of those in weeks and weeks and weeks. I was talking to my friend Richard, who is in town today. Richard is not only a listener, but he's a good friend of mine, also involved in the relocation business. He's in a completely different segment of the industry, so he's somebody who I can kind of like gossip and chat with and, you know, don't have to worry about, you know, knowing the same people and that type of thing. And, you know, nothing bad, but, you know, sometimes you just need an ear to chew on. And so Richard was in town for some family events and things like that, and he says, hey, before I go back to the airport, why don't we get together for lunch? So, as we tend to do, we head down to the Irvine Spectrum, and we usually end up at P.F. Chang's. So, of course, that's where we're at today. Last time we were here, I think, it was probably like March, you know, February, March, something like that. But it was a nice day, but not an incredibly warm day. And today, it was probably like 80 degrees. Now, of course, everybody else around the country, if you're in Phoenix, you know, I get all kinds of folks that are listening out of Phoenix. Thank you for listening, by the way. I know it's like 112, 114 there today, and it's absolutely miserable. So you have my sympathies, and I'm sorry that you live there at this time of the year. I know the wintertime is delightful, but it was like 81 degrees. And I had, you know, gym shorts on and a tank top on, and it was still a little warm. You know, it's 81 degrees here it's down in Irvine. And normally we sit outside if we're going to sit outside because, you know, you take advantage of the fact that you live in Southern California to do that. But it was like, I think this is a little too warm. Now, people will laugh when I say, you know, as I'm driving the car around, if it's 75, it's quite lovely. 77 is a tad on the warm side, and as soon as it hits 78, the top goes up and the air conditioning comes on. Anywhere else in the country, that sounds absolutely like you've lost your mind. I know in Phoenix, before coming out here, you know, I had a two-story house and two different air conditioning units, and you would have them set to cool the house down to hopefully 78 degrees, maybe 80 degrees. But you do that because if you crank the, you know, air down to the temperature that you'd really like 70, your electric bill would be like $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 a month. If you kept the house down to like 80 during the day, the electric was like $500 a month. And that's not a joke. It's $500 a month for your electric bill. And you're like, holy cow. So the fact that I'm out here in Southern California going, 81 is a little on the toasty side. I think we're going to have to sit inside. It's just a little, you know, it's ironic and funny. So if you're anywhere else in the country and you're just, you know, basking in the heat of the summer, congratulations, or I'm sorry, depending upon whatever your particular situation is. So anyhow, Richard and I were able to sit down on the inside of P.F. Chang's today and had quite a lovely lunch and had a chance to talk about all kinds of stuff. You know, his family, you know, of course it's always tough when, you know, you have relatives that are starting to get up there in years and, you know, some of the things you have to make decisions on as a family, and that's part of what he's going through right now. And, you know, just chatting about stuff. So it was really nice. I had their famous egg drop soup. You know, if you ever go to P.F. Chang's, so here's my little, what I do to get, you know, the most bang for my buck. When it comes right down to it, I am kind of a cheapskate. I really don't like to spend money unless I have to. So if I'm going to P.F. Chang's and, you know, I'm going to be either watching what I'm eating and or, you know, being careful on the budget, the best value for your lunch or your dinner is the bowl, not cup, but your bowl of egg drop soup. You get like a half a gallon. I mean, it's huge. It's a huge amount of hot piping soup, the egg drop soup, for $6.95. And then for like a couple dollars more, you can get a nice big thing of brown rice. Put a little brown rice into this, you know, egg drop soup, you know, put in some of the chili paste, and magically you've got a delicious lunch. At least I did. So I had like three or four bowls of that, and, you know, that I was quite fine. Thought it was, you know, absolutely lovely. But Richard and I had a very nice time. And so a big thanks to him as he's traveling back. He's, you know, it's kind of, he's in one of those jobs in relocation where he does account management. I'm not speaking out of turn because I'm not mentioning the company or his clients. But he does account management, and he has to travel around the country to support his sales team around the country all the time. And so I don't believe he had to see a client on this particular trip, but he gets on a plane and goes up to Oregon on Thursday of this week, and then is back, and then is off. You know, then he's out in Kentucky, and then he's out, in New York, and he's out in Georgia, and he just travels all over the place. While he's doing this, he's also doing some major home improvements, including putting in hardwood floors, having the house repainted, having windows redone, and all kinds of stuff. So he's got a lot on his plate. So just the fact that we were able to sit down and kind of gab for an hour or so over a very nice meal was very much appreciated. So always appreciated that. Let's see here. We're going to talk about lots of other things that are going on in the world today, including the fact that I just completed a 30-day Ladara anti-aging serum challenge. Remember earlier last month we had Rhonda Coons on with the company out of Scottsdale called Ladara, and the Ladara facial serum, as they call it, it's an anti-aging serum, is made out of the goji berry. And I can go through all the scientific stuff that I'm learning about as we speak, but I tell you, I was so impressed with what the product did over the course of the month. And it wasn't that I noticed the difference fairly quickly, but it was really more what other people would say, especially in the last couple of weeks now that I've been, having the benefits, start to soak into my skin, so to speak. And I had some people who were like, I really like your hair longer. Boy, it really is, it's nice. You look so much younger. It's like, and I'm thinking it's the same haircut I've had for the past 5 years, but that's okay. And I've had people just say, even today, I've had a couple of people say, boy, I don't know what you're doing for your skin, but it looks really great. Went in for my chiropractic adjustment this morning. My doctor was talking to me. She goes, well, I don't have any idea how old you are. And I said, well, I'm going to be 47 this year. And she's like, no way. And I said, well, yeah, that's actually going to be the case. She goes, well, you don't look it at all. And I said, well, thank you. So I said, if you can figure out how to take that 27, that 47 down to 27, that would be great. So from a chiropractic standpoint, we're going to be working on some of that. And she says, I think we could do that. And I said, I'm good with that. Let's make that happen. Anyway, so just throwing it out there to anybody who's listening that if you would like to experience the Ladara 30-Day Challenge yourself or would like to find ways of making some extra income while working out of your house in your spare time, connect with me. I will hook you up with the people that can get you all the information that you want, and I think that you will just totally flip your lid. I'm sending this challenge out there to really anybody that, especially if you're a guy, because I'm going to tell you, I'm the biggest naysayer when it comes to anything, because people have usually said, your skin looks pretty good. What do you do? I said, I scrub it with the back scrubber with some soap. And they're like, well, and what do you put on afterwards? And like, air, I don't do anything. But in the last couple of years, things start to look a little bit different when you start to get a little bit older and not necessarily a big fan of some of the results. So the fact that I was able to see some results fairly quickly with Ladara, for me, was huge. So if you're a guy out there who typically doesn't take care of your skin, which means that you might use some soap or you might run some water over your face or you might do something like that, and you're starting to get up there in a year or two, and you would like to maybe, turn the chicks or turn the guys' heads or, whatever you want to do, look younger, feel better, whatever the case is, this might be something that you would really, really get a kick out of. And if you like it, I'm going to guess that your friends will probably like it or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whoever will like it as well. So, get with me. I'm really throwing the challenge out to the guys because the women, I say all of you women. Well, women, what a facial regimen includes. I didn't. I still don't. All I know is that after doing my shower and washing my face, I put a little Ladara anti-aging serum on before I leave the house, and I've got a glow on my face all day. It's not, it's not a sheen. It's just my skin looks better. It feels better. And the wrinkles and all of that just don't, they're not as noticeable, and they just don't look like that, and I don't look my age. So, anyway, just throw that out there. I think it's important that if you, want to do something different with your looks, you have the opportunity to do so, and I'm just throwing that out there. It's important to be happy. don't you think? And I think one of the things that we should all pay attention to when we get top 10 lists about how to be happy in life, and one of the things that I found right before going on to the air tonight was a list that I found off of addictinginfo.org. It's the top 10 list to happiness written by Pope Francis. This came out today. So it says, need a job that you don't hate with every ounce of your being? If only you could meet that guy, gal, who is just perfect for you, struggling under the killing weight of bills, wishing you were happy at least once in a while. The Argentinian guy with the funny hat might not be able to give you these directly, but how about indirectly? Pope Francis interviewed with the Argentina Sunday to give everybody a 10-point plan for happiness. And so here is the top 10 list. And I'm going to give them to you in order. This goes from 1 and 2 until 10. Maybe I should go from 10 to number 1. I'm going to go from 1 to 10. That's just it, that's how the article's written, so we'll do that. Number 1, live and let live. That's actually the first step towards happiness, and it sounds kind of cool. Campa el lacia campa, live and let live. Nobody but nobody should interfere spiritually in anyone else's life, gay or straight. Pope Francis is tapping into that old, who am I to judge? That's number 1, live and let live. Number 2, be giving to yourself and to others. He says, okay, but what if I don't have enough money to take care of myself? He says, the Pope's pretty cool with that. He says that charity is more than money. It is time, and it's other things too, no matter how it's done. He has a special place in his heart for people giving, or for people living in poverty, and giving of yourself means getting out of your own head. Quote, Francis advises against withdrawing into oneself, since that runs the risk of stagnation, and as he puts it, stagnant water is the first to be corrupted. Good point. Number 3, move quietly. What does that mean? The Pope talks about a book he read. He said that the main character, quote, who in his youth was a rocky stream that ran over everything, but as he became older, he was a running river, and in old age was quietly peaceful. Francis is concerned because people that don't care for its elderly, quote, have no future. Novelist Ricardo Giraldi's author Don Segundo Sombra, as referred by the Pope, that's what he says. Number 4, have a healthy sense of leisure. He says, are you kidding? All I hear is work harder so I can lift myself up by my bootstraps, but apparently Francis means that what he means is, quote, consumerism has brought us many anxieties. People who work must take the time to relax, to be with their families, to enjoy themselves, read, listen to music, play a sport. He said that when he was in Argentina, he often caught, quote, mothers off guard by asking them how often they played with their children. Quote, it's hard to make time for play and to enjoy art and literature, but it must be done. Do you take time off to sit and smell the roses or to meditate or just to kind of hang out with your kid or your dog or your cat? Number 5, Sunday is for family. So I think Sunday can be a Saturday or a Monday or a Wednesday or a Thursday, but it's the concept that you're taking a day of rest. It says, when I was little, my parents always took us to visit one set of grandparents or the other. I was around my grandma Christy so much that I picked up some of her West Virginia accent. But we reserve Sundays for football on the water-themed entertainment park. So give us a good reason for making Sunday family day. This is from the author. Quote, the Pope stressed the importance of sharing Sundays with family. He recalled that on a recent visit to his Campo Basso in southern Italy, the workers did not want to work on Sundays. The perfect family doesn't exist, nor is there a perfect husband or a perfect wife, and let's not talk about the perfect mother-in-law. It's just us sinners. A healthy family life requires frequent use of three phrases, may I, thank you, and I'm sorry, and never, never, never end the day without making peace. Number 6, find ways to make jobs for young people. Well, instead of beating up the people who do not have jobs with get a job and raise yourself up by your bootstraps, the Pope says, the people who make jobs should get creative and find ways young people can get jobs. getting a job is full-time work, and there just aren't enough jobs to go around. The Pope noted that, quote, the rate of drug use and suicide is high among unemployed people under 25. Power, money, culture do not give us dignity. Work, honest work, gives us dignity. They give their dignity. Power, money, culture do not give us dignity. Work, okay, well, I just said that. Anyhow, that was a repeat from the Pope there. Number seven, respect nature. The Pope links poverty and environmental problems. In his provocative writings, he continually tries to make the point of how degradation affects the environment. Quote, isn't humanity committing suicide with its indiscriminate and tyrannical use of nature? Number eight, letting go of negative things quickly is healthy. I need to learn about that one. Joy is very important to the Pope. It underlies his theology, and joy can't exist when things are negative, so it's important to release all the negativity. Instead of gossiping about negative people or frustrating things around the water cooler, he writes in the Joy of the Gospel, one of the more serious temptations which stifles boldness and zeal is a defeatism which turns us into querulous and disillusioned pessimists, sourpusses. Wow. Okay, number nine. Stop proselytizing, meaning trying to convert others. He says, you're kidding, right? Isn't that what preachers tell us to do? Well, not this guy. He says, if you want to be happy, don't try to persuade other people that your religion is the only, quote, right way. Each person sees the world in his or her own way, and that should be respected. Besides, he thinks that people will come to the Catholic Church by attraction, not argument. I think that is the, you attract more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Number 10, and this is the last one, and we're going to play some music here. War destroys. Number 10, war destroys. And we must cry out for peace. He says, I'm not really sure how war in some country I'll never visit helps me be happy, but hey, I'm willing to try anything. So how do I do this? Protest. Send letters to those in charge of the world. According to the Pope, quote, peace sometimes gives the idea of stillness, but it is never stillness. It is always an active peace. The Pope said that he wasn't just talking about those dodging bullets. This applies to the refugees, you know, like those coming to across our southern border down in Mexico. The Pope says, I think that everyone must be committed in the matter of peace to do everything that they can. What I can do from here, peace is the language we must speak. So those are the top 10 lists to happiness written by Pope Francis. You can find that on addictinginfo.org. It's also making its way around Facebook all over the place today. And this is a little habit by recent guest Margot Ray. We'll be back in just a second.
Every time I'm missing you.
She was our VIP special super-duper extra guest star a couple of weeks ago on the Friday Night Dance Party. That's her song Habit, and we're going to play her song Colors, which is going up the adult contemporary charts as we speak. So a couple of people I want to give some, you know, props out to that are listening tonight. First, our Ken and Angela Downey of Downey's Desserts in Costa Mesa. It was great to see them last week at the TNT Cosmetics launch party up in Burbank. They were catering yet another VIP event with their Downey's brownies and their tea cakes and their banana bread and all kinds of yummy desserts. And by the time I was getting ready to leave, I'm going to guess that was probably around 8:30 or so, they were pretty much wiped out. And when I got there, the table was full. So, you know, all those skinny little models were just going and eating everything in sight. Why? Because they're all bite-sized. You can eat, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 and not have any guilt about it. So if you want to find out more about how to get some really delicious desserts catered at your next event, go to downeysdesserts.com. You can also find them on Facebook. It's, again, Ken and Angela Downey, and they will deliver. And the thing is, I'm not a desserts person, so I can say this. This is an unpaid testimonial, people. I don't like desserts. I would rather have something spicy, salty, crunchy. That's me. But you give me a Downey brownie, and oh, my God, the flavor, the lingering flavor. You know, there's such thing as an aftertaste, and you go, oh, an aftertaste, that sounds gross. There's good aftertaste and bad aftertaste. Bad aftertaste you never, ever talk about. Good aftertaste you can't stop talking about. And that's the good aftertaste that you get with a Downey brownie. Because there's something Angela puts in it she will not tell me. And I've said, Angela, I need to know. And she goes, I can't tell you. I'd have to kill you if I told you. And I said, well, then, you know, we'll keep it, you know, between you. But you have that Downey brownie, and that there's that lingering something she puts in it that's, you know, that you have that bite of that brownie, and you just are like, you're left, number one, appreciating how creamy a brownie should taste, but also how crunchy a brownie should taste. So the texture is exactly the way it needs to be inside and out to be just absolutely perfect. So, oh my gosh. I've just eaten dinner. I've had a big thing of my lemon water, which is sitting right here. I had a refill right before the show started, and I could eat a Downey brownie right about now. So go to Downey's Brownies, and if you're in Southern California and are thinking about catering an event, or catering sounds expensive, and let me tell you, Downey's Brownies, very affordable, let me tell you. But if you're thinking about having food at your next event, you don't really want to be bothered with it, but you'd like people to actually like you at the end of the event, let them love you and just call Ken and Angela and you know, get something set up. Again, it's downeysbrownies.com. You can do that. Also, if you are on Facebook today, you just might have an opportunity to see a picture of Jenny. Jenny is one of my 5 dogs that I have. And when I was at the TNT Cosmetics event last Tuesday night in Burbank, with Hoyt and Tasha Castagna, the owners and developers of the products, one of the things that Tasha gave me was the Black Beauty Acne and Pore Minimizer Facial Soap. Now, I'm going to be honest. I still have it sitting here. It looks gorgeous. It's all wrapped up. It's fantastic. I needed to have it sitting here in front of me so I'd remember to say thank you for the soap. But I bought fingernail polish, not for me, but the fingernail polish that they have are all these like really wild, bright, vibrant colors, and they come in a clear skull container. You know, really, really, really totally cool. So I saw that, and I was like, holy cow, that would be awesome. You know, I'm a dude. What am I going to do, paint my fingernails? No. And I said, but I could paint the dog's fingernails. And so went back and forth and, you know, was talking to everybody, what color should I pick? Because there's like 6 or 7 really brilliantly bright colors. I ended up getting like a hot bubblegum pink and brought it home. And over the weekend, you know, I said, Jenny, you'd sit still for a couple of minutes, wouldn't you? And she goes, yes, Papa. I said, well, come here and jump into my lap. So Jenny comes and hops in my lap, and I go and paint the one side of her nails, and she did really, really good. And considering I've never done anything like this before, she did really, really good. I said, that was fine, and then yesterday went and painted the other side. So by the end of yesterday evening, she had both her left paw and right paw done. So today, I took a picture of her, and both of her paws happened to make the picture, which is really what I was trying to make happen. And so that's on Facebook. But again, that comes from TNT Cosmetics. It's their brilliant line of bright colors that you're not going to find somewhere else. And they're unique. And again, I'm a guy, so I don't go buy makeup and stuff like this. But when I saw this, it was like, that's a color I don't think I've seen before. So it was very, very cool. Anyway. With that, I want to get back to the current week. If you did not have a chance to hear Lester Green, who is my actor slash rapper from the Friday Night Dance Party from last Friday, that's the August 1st show, you need to go back and listen to that. What a good guy he is, and grounded, humble, mega, mega talented, and just continues to, open one door, and when he's doing a little bit of that, says, I think I see another door at the end of the hallway, and he goes and opens that, and then I think I see another door. So it's a man with unlimited talent. Lester Green was our guest on Friday night. We played four of his rap songs in the – and you know I'm not like somebody who likes rap music, just to be honest with you, hate it. And when he sent me his music and I was listening to it, I was like, I kind of like this. Lester, you've got some – number one, you've got talent, but you've got some good music here. So pleasantly surprised, he's changed my opinion on rap music. And I don't say I hate rap music. It's just, it doesn't resonate with me on a large scale. There are always exceptions to everything. So I will say that. Let's see. Over the weekend, Friday, I also got in the mail. Two weeks ago, my music producer, Brian Pothier, he and his girlfriend, Carolee. Carolee's a brilliant muralist. She's one of the top muralists in the United States. She's sought after to paint huge, huge, huge pictures all over walls and rooms and things like that. Anyway, they go sailing out to Catalina all the time, and they finally said, do you want to go hang out in the boat, and we're going to take it out in the water, we'll barbecue, et cetera. I said, yeah, that'll be great. Long story short, we get out to the boat, and the boat owner had somebody run into their boat the day before, so we didn't get to go in the boat. However, one of their dear friends, Victoria Gaibo, who is somebody I've met before, says, well, hey, come on back to my place. We can barbecue there. We'll hang out and have a good time. So we're there, having great conversation. Her place overlooks the Long Beach Bay. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Well, she turns on the stereo, and the stereo sounds so amazing. And I'm like, holy cow, where's your speaker? Where's your sound system? And it's this tiny little Bose sound dock type of a thing. I said, where do you plug it in? She goes, you don't. It's Bluetooth. Well, of course, that gets me all excited because I would love to have a system I can play my music on here at the house. When I made the move from the house, I sold everything, and in the process, my SiriusXM, long story short, they ended up sending me a boombox that I play my SiriusXM out of, but that's really all I do with it. And it sounds okay, It's nice, it's background noise while I'm doing other work or, on conference calls, et cetera, and that type of thing. But it doesn't really have great sound. They will tell you differently, but it really does not have great sound. The sound on Victoria's little Bose speaker thing was brilliant. So I go and start searching out the pricing on it, and, I don't want to say the cheap unit, but the cheap unit's like $200. The bigger unit is like $300. I'm like, holy cow, for just a single speaker. But if you ever had a Bose product, you know what rich, deep sound you get out of that. Well, I'm thinking, I don't really have $200 to spend. I don't have $300 to spend, but I'd like to get something. But, I could go spend a couple of bucks. So I contacted Wesley, who is not only a regular listener to the show, but I will tell you he is very much like my tech guru. So anytime I have a tech question about electronics or my computer, I send him a little note. And I said, Wesley, what's going on with this? Or what do you think about that? Wesley has every electronic component known to man, so he knows everything. He's researched everything. He knows all the great stuff. So I said, I'd really like to do this, but boy, I don't really want to spend $200 or $300. What do you think I should do? So, we did some research on the internet and that type of thing, and found this single. It's a wireless speaker. It's called the Ountz, OONTZ, the Ountz XL. It's made by Cambridge Soundworks. So if you know anything about speakers, Cambridge Soundworks have great products. I've had Cambridge Soundworks speakers back at one of my houses in Arizona as outside landscape speakers, and they were great. So Wesley did all the research and did all that fun stuff, and the next thing I know, he says, well, I run all the numbers, and compared to, you know, the $300 Bose one, this Oontz XL really gets great reviews. It's very favorable. It's larger. You know, it's the size. It's, I wanted something that was a little bit bigger, not something that looked like, you know, a deck of cards. And, you know, all the specs sound good. So he says, you know, I would probably try that. If you don't like it, you can always send it back. So I said, great. So that arrived on Friday and got it all charged up. It has a 10-hour charge time and effortlessly linked up to my iPad. So anything that I've got on my iPad, I just press play on the music thing, and it starts going out of this Oontz thing. Now, there's no separate, like, bass or treble controls. It's all internal. So you just basically turn the volume up or you turn the volume down. The bass on this thing is absolutely out of this world. And that was my big thing, because, you know, a lot of times you get these things and they sound really tinny, or they just sound the way they sound, you know, not good. I love Bose products because Bose products just dynamically sound fantastic, but Bose knows it, you know, and Bose charges for it. So, I'm going to tell you a separate Bose story here in just a second. So, cranked this thing up and loved the sound. Had my roommate Marcus come in. He was listening to it. He goes, no, that's really, really good. I'm going to keep that. So if you are looking for a Bluetooth speaker that gives you some really dynamic and loud sound, you want to take it out to the lake or put it on your boat or in the backyard, your block party or something like that, go check that out. You can get it on Amazon.com. I think it's under $100, free shipping, and you know, I'll tell you, it over-delivered. So I think the list price on it is like $200 or something, but you get it on there for under $100. So check that out. So as I'm getting all of my electronic things squared away on, it was probably during the Friday night dance party, I was playing some music. So I said, Wesley, what am I going to do? You know, I've got my old Bose headphones, my noise reduction headphones, and they stopped working. I can't figure out why they don't work. So, and I said, should I go buy another pair? Should I just, you know, trash these? I'm so mad because, you know, they're expensive and they were a gift. So the Bose noise reduction headphones, they're like, you know, $300 new, worth every penny of it. If you've never heard how they sound when you put them on your head, worth every penny that you can possibly spend. So he's doing his little research. You know, if you send them back to Bose, they'll give you a brand new set for $100, kind of like an exchange thing. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to have to, you know, go to the post office, put them in a box, and do all of that, because that would take like 10 minutes of time. We'll see if there's a Bose store near where you're at. So get on the little internet thing and find a Bose store down in Newport Beach. So after the show on the Friday night dance party, I already called down and talked to Kevin down there at the Bose store before the show, and I said, well, I'm going to come down afterwards. He says, come on down. We're open till 9. Glad to help you. So we took a look at them, and surprisingly, I've had the headphones longer than I had thought, and so they were out of warranty. So it wasn't like, okay, let me just give you a free pair. But what he did do, he says, what I can do for you, Mr. Miller, is give you a brand new, a replacement set for $89. And I'm thinking $89 or spending, you know, for brand new of, you know, $300, what sounds better? I said, I would love a replacement brand new unopened box for $89. Thank you very much. Could not have made it any easier. The entire customer experience at the Bose store in Newport Beach at Fashion Island was absolutely fantastic. So as I just got finished telling you that I didn't want to spend $300 on the Bose Cube speaker, I will tell you that the customer service at Bose is second to none. And if you do need something and are in the Newport Beach area, I'm going to tell you my recommendation is go to Kevin at the Bose store at Fashion Island in Newport Beach, and you will be delighted. Now, with that said, I'm done promoting products for the night, believe it or not. Hard to believe. Anyway, it's 7:35. I'm going to play another song real quick. This comes from Patrick Allen Casey. This is his current single. This is the one that is going up the charts right now, called Home. We'll be back in just a second. Thank you.
belong, searching for a place to call my own. I found it when the lights went down on a stage after all the crowds disappeared, my future here unfolds. Feels like home.
Time I hear that, it just grows on me more and more. And it's not the fact that, you know, he was on the show and let us do the world premiere of his entire album, 40 Days and 40 Nights, which just hit the streets last week, folks. It's available on iTunes for a bargain price of $9.90. Shameless plug one more time. It's a night of plugs, apparently. What am I going to do? Good Lord. Okay, so here's what's going on. Tomorrow night, we have Tarot Tuesday is back. Tarot Jeff will be back and doing a quick 5-minute free 3-card draw for you. You can call in tomorrow night and ask, what are in the cards for me? Or if you have a specific question, he can answer that for you as well. I am really excited to share this with you, and this is something I have never done before here on Rated G Radio, and yet it is something that is long overdue. It is a product promotion. We are going to be doing something with people at Certain Dry. If you don't know what Certain Dry is, you're probably not a big old sweater like I am. And I don't mean sweater like a cashmere sweater that your grandmother knits you. I mean a sweater like, you know, you pit yourself out even after putting on deodorant and antiperspirant and everything else, and you just sweat through your shirts, and then you look like you're a nervous wreck, and then you feel like a nervous wreck, so then it snowballs, and what started out as just being, you know, mildly uncomfortable now makes you look like Noah's Ark. About 7-8 years ago, my friend Krisha from Arizona, I'm going to call her out to give her some thanks. She said, Garrett, you know, oh, my God, if you have a sweating problem, you should get Certain Dry. And you get it at Target or Safeway or Vons or whatever, you know. It's usually on the bottom shelf or the top shelf. It's not, you know, your line of sight things that you'd normally see the major brands on. And try it. She says, you know, I've never had a sweating problem since. And I'm going to tell you, from the time I was started sweating, you know, so what, 12, 13, 14 years old, I've had times where I've gone through job interviews where I've worn a shirt, you know, like a T-shirt, a shirt, a jacket, and I've still sweated through all of that, so I'm pitted out in my suit jacket. You know how gross and disgusting that is? That's horrible. Well, so I go and buy the Certain Dry. And, you know, you put it on and, you know, you let it dry and it, you know, makes you stop sweating. And it's the craziest thing. I share it with you only because I have also gone through the expense and the excitement of having Botox done to my armpits. So years ago, and this is a topic for a different day, but years ago I had liposuction done because I thought, you know, I certainly don't need to change my eating habits nor exercise ever. I'm just going to naturally get skinny by going to have it sucked out of me. So I paid $10,000 and had the fat sucked out of me. And, you know, within 2 or 3 years, I said, I'm still going to eat like a pig and not exercise, and magically I was fat again. I know, big shock. But part of what I did as follow-up is I went back for Botox on my armpits so I could stop sweating. Well, that's great, but it's like a temporary, you know, a couple of months type of a deal, and then, you know, it wears off and you start sweating again. So that's when I found out about Certain Dry, and I've been using the product ever since. They have a Facebook fan page. It's called Certain Dry, C-E-R-T-A-I-N, and then D-R-I, Certain Dry. You can find it there. And, I don't know. They've been having some posts. I've been making some comments, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they said, what is your address? And I'm like, oh, no, what have I done? And she goes, whoever it was, I don't know if it's a he or she, but they said, we're going to send you some free product just for, you know, saying nice things about us. Thank you very much. And I said, well, holy cow, you know, that's wonderful. Number one, thank you very much. Here's my address. But number two, I said, you know, do you realize what a difference that's made in my life? And in all seriousness, it's not like I'm trying to, you know, get them to do anything, but I said, it's changed my life to let me be able to go out in public. And that sounds like such a silly thing to say, but when, you know, you're sweating through 2 or 3 shirts and a suit jacket and that type of stuff, and you look like you're doing it, you feel terrible. And I said, would you like to come on the radio and maybe talk about your product? We'll just have a Certain Dry night. And so they said, we would love to do that. So in conjunction with that, would you like to do a giveaway for your listeners? And I'm like, yes, I would love to do that. So just to share that out there, I'm working on the dates with the people at Certain Dry. They're going to be coming on the show, I don't know when. It might be in a few weeks, so it will depend upon what they want to do. But they've got a couple of key dates that they're looking to promote, so we'll see what's going to happen. Next week on Tuesday, we're going to have author Dave Talbot. He is the author of the book called The Cabin, a tandem memoir of life in the wild. And Dave Talbot, little known fact, he was the longest reigning state parks director in the country. He held the same job for nearly 30 years for the state of Oregon. And he protected and grew our state park system in the state of Oregon. And a couple of years ago, he sat down and decided he wanted to write a book about his experience growing up, but then compare it and contrast it with his mother's experience, because she was also a writer. And the words just, and I've told Dave this, I said, you know, I've struggled to sit down and read your book, number one, because I wanted to actually read it, not just kind of scan through it, but I really wanted to read it. And then when I did sit down to read it, the book grabbed me, the first paragraph that I'm sitting there reading the book, with the words and the imagery and everything is just so rich. The book's only 130 pages long, so it's not like this is a huge read, but the book is so enjoyable. You just want to savor every moment like a good pancake. And you know what I mean, a good buttermilk pancake with the butter and the maple syrup, and you're just like, oh, this is perfection. That's Dave's book. So he's going to be here next Tuesday to talk about The Cabin, and next Wednesday we're going to have real estate expert John Brashear back on the line with us as well. We've got a lot of other things that are going to be coming up, but again, tomorrow night, Tarot Tuesday with Tarot Jeff. So if you would like to have a free tarot reading, tomorrow's your chance to do that. I encourage you to call in. Let's see. Did you see in the news today that finally the world's planets have come back into alignment? Big Bang stars are going to get their big pay hike, ending a standoff, and the top three stars of the Big Bang Theory, there we go. Dial a voice back in. It's TV's top-rated comedy. They've agreed to rich new contracts that will see their salaries tripled and a stand-up that delayed production on the show's eighth season by a week. Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, and Kaylee Cuoco, all without contracts since May, will make $1 million per episode for the next three seasons. That's according to Deadline. That means it's a total of $72 million apiece. They'll also get a larger share of profits from syndication of the series, a multi-billion dollar property for Warner Brothers TV. The three stars were making about $325,000 an episode in recent seasons. Their new paydays are in the same ballpark as the cast of Friends received for that Warner Brothers show's final seasons. Mayim Bialik and Melissa Rauch signed new contracts last year and were not subject to renegotiations. And still on the fence are co-stars Kunal Nayar and Simon Helberg, who are expected to complete talks early this week. CBS and Warner Brothers are hoping to begin production Wednesday, which would not affect delivery of new episodes for the show's planned double episode premiere September 22nd. It's going to be in a temporary Monday home. A Warner Brothers spokesman declined comment, as they usually do. But, you know, it's funny. You are number one. You do carry a lot of leverage. And if you've traveled anywhere, I know that, you know, Big Bang is probably in syndication everywhere here in the States, but if you travel anywhere, and I say anywhere, I'm using two examples that I'm going to give you because it happened both times. When I went to Mexico 2 years ago and then last year over Christmas, in Mexico on the TV stations, they had blocks of hours at a time of Big Bang Theory in Spanish, in Espanol. It was the craziest thing in the world. I have never watched Big Bang Theory in the States, but there wasn't really a lot of TV on, and they were, you know, like familiar faces at least, so I was watching Big Bang Theory in Spanish. And I kept thinking, somebody is making some serious money here. So I'm glad that they will be compensated, and they'll get some back-end credits as well. Did you also hear, not really shocking, and I'm just rolling my eyes at this whole thing, because you know there's more to the story than meets the eye in what we're being told, but Lamar Sally is supposedly upset that Sherry Shepherd didn't send baby shower gifts. You know Sherry and Lamar are going through splitsy-titsky, as they say right now. Considering that Sherry Shepherd is fighting tooth and nail not to pay child support for the baby she and estranged husband Lamar Sally contractually agreed to bring into this world, we didn't expect for her to be at the baby shower celebrating the child's birth. But according to TMZ, Lamar is feeling some way that the actress didn't bother sending gifts or anything to help out with the baby, who was scheduled to be born last Thursday. Reports suggest that Lamar received a plethora of gifts from friends, relatives, and just about everyone else in his life, except for Sherry, who, as you may recall, is contesting the contract under the grounds of fraud. It has been previously reported that she believes Lamar talked her into having a child via a surrogate, knowing that he planned to divorce her so that he could cash out on child support checks. Apparently, Lamar has been crying the blues to folks, insisting that he spent nearly $5,000 on a changing station, baby crib, and rocking chair. Well, that's because you're dumb. There's no other reason for that, because you can go to IKEA and get all of that for like $300. Well, Sherry hasn't even offered to pay for a single diaper. Oh, yeah. It says, Lamar says when the baby is born, he plans to give him the name that he and Sherry previously agreed upon. Lamar Jr. This is such a bizarre case, and it will be interesting to see whether or not a judge will force Sherry to support and parent a child that doesn't actually have her DNA. I'm interested to see how that will play out, because I think that is a, you know, just one huge disaster on top of another. Ugh. I would talk about True Blood from last night. And actually, out of all of the episodes of True Blood so far this season, and I believe there have been 7 episodes, I actually watched with concentration, meaning I wasn't playing on my iPad or answering emails. I actually watched True Blood last night. And I think I need to go back and rewatch the other episodes so they might resemble making any resemblance of sense, because last night I actually kind of got what was going on. And I'm thinking, I paid enough attention in the previous episodes earlier in the season to get what was going on, but it just didn't make any sense. And finally, they are, you know, now 3 episodes away from wrapping up the entire series. They need to start making some sense, wrapping up some loose ends. And I think that's really what they were trying to do last night. I won't give away any spoilers or spoiler alerts. You'll have to actually go watch the show for that. But if you want to comment or talk about that later in the week, I'm certainly open to it. If you want to talk True Blood, just call the hotline at 323-657-1493. It is always open for you. I will tell you the one thing that I find hard to believe, other than the fact that they just made it, you know, so you would have to believe it, is that, of course, we have Bill with Hep V, which is, you know, like HIV, and Sookie getting back together. A little contrived, but, you know, we all know that that's how the show has to end. So, fine, you know, let's just make that happen, and we will do that. So, celebrating birthdays today, we have our President of the United States, Barack Obama. He is 53. He's our 44th president and the first African-American president. He became known for his economic stimulus legislation and health care reform. Before he became famous, this is from famousbirthdays.com, so probably before he ran for office is more like it, but this is how it's quoted. He spent 4 years in Jakarta as a child, where he learned to speak Indonesian and was introduced to dog meat, snake meat, and roasted grasshopper. He later taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago from 1992 to 2004. He served 3 terms in the 13th District of the Illinois Senate from 1997 to 2004. He ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2000, but was defeated. His mother was born in Kansas, and his father was born in Kenya. They married in Hawaii in 1961 and separated later that year. He married Michelle in October of 1992 and had 2 daughters, Malaya and Sasha. His 2008 presidential bid was supported by Oprah, who famously cried tears of happiness during his victory speech. Happy 53rd birthday to Barack Obama. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican or independent or blue in the face or whatever the case is. I just don't think you could pay me enough money to want to be president of the United States, because no matter who you are, you will not do right by enough people. And the conspiracy theorist in me thinks that, you know, whoever's in the office is controlled by somebody anyway. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's really a subject for somebody else. But happy birthday, Barack Obama. Billy Bob Thornton is 59 today. He's an oddball actor who won a Golden Globe Best Actor Award for his work in Sling Blade and starred in Monsters Ball. Sling Blade won him an Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay, which led to his starring roles in Bad Santa and A Simple Plan. I love Bad Santa, especially the unrated version. There's a scene in the hot tub scene in Bad Santa that I won't repeat here, but if you have the unrated version, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and I love that. Before he became famous, he was working as a struggling actor. He picked up jobs in telemarketing, offshore wind farming, and fast food management. He rose to fame for his early role on the sitcom Hearts Afire. You remember that? He's married actress Laura Dern. He also married actress Angelina Jolie in 2000, and their marriage ended 3 years later. As a father of 4, he began dating Connie Englund in 2003, and he also starred in the 1998 film Armageddon with Bruce Willis, and the pasty white Billy Bob Thornton is 59 years old. Let's see, can we get one more out of this tonight? I think we're going to do one more. Jeff Gordon, race car driver. He's only 43. Good Lord. Okay, Jeff Gordon is 43. NASCAR great, who won his first of many Winston Cup Series championships in 1995. He won his first Daytona 500 in 1997 and became one of the most successful race car drivers in the history of the sport. Before he became famous, he began racing quarter midgets when he was just 5. And when he got to those teens, his family believed in him enough to move to California, to Indiana, to help further his racing career. And he also became the first driver to reach $100 million in career earnings in the Cup Series. He was married to Brooke Seeley before marrying his second wife, Ingrid, in November 2006. And he competed in legendary Richard Petty's last race. Jeff Gordon is 43. Happy birthday there, Jeff. There's other people that are having birthdays today. I just don't recognize any of them. I'm going to give you an example. It says Lottie Tomlinson, it says family member, is 16. Family member of what? Social media star and half-sister of One Direction singer Lewis Tomlinson. She has publicly defended her half-brother on multiple occasions via social media. Before fame. She's 16. She's not famous. She gained fame following the formation of her half-brother's boy band One Direction in 2010. She was in a relationship with Martin Kendall. She's 16! She was in a relationship with Martin Kendall for what, a minute? She has three younger sisters, including twins Phoebe and Daisy, born in 2004, and Felicity, who was born in 2000. She was featured in a makeup tutorial video with YouTube phenomenon Tanya Burr, and Lottie Tomlinson is 16. If I even had a clue, I would love to give her more props. I just don't get her. I don't get her at all. Happy birthday, though, my dear. So this is going to round out the show. We're going to play Margot Ray's Colors to wrap things up. We will see you live. Again, Tarot Tuesday with Tarot Jeff live tomorrow night, 10 East, 7 West. Be here, be square.
Close my eyes and tell myself when I feel judged by someone else that love, love, love begins with me. I dig in deep and must reveal a secret for my heart to heal. No lies, lies, lies or make believe, but my stones and sticks I pitch them away. Get in the way of myself again, and then I say, I am not afraid. I know how to be brave, 'cause in the best and worst of days, my colors never fade. Bitter words can't stain, wash out or strip away, 'cause in a million shades of colors never fade, fade. Mending all my imperfections unravels me in all directions, and it's hard, 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 so hard to breathe. Can't pave my road with good intentions, frightened by my own inventions. Oh, when will I believe? So brick by brick, I lay it there and paint up my face for the world again. And then I say, shadows strip away, 'cause in a million shades of gray.
You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.